But so the Pope, they hired a new Pope today. The sign-up sheet was filled up.
They didn't hire a new Pope.
And they just chose one randomly off the big yellow notepad that was up on the front desk of the Vatican, or the front door of the Vatican.
Yeah, was he like a weekend Pope and he got promoted to drive time?
I think so.
Is that what this is?
He passed a drug test?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same way they find weekend shows around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't pass anything.
Yeah, no joke.
No, we failed. So, for whatever reason, our friend up at WFAN in New York, the legendary, wonderful Mike Francesa, decided to comment on the hiring of the new Pope.
Yeah, now he avoided us at the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. But he did not avoid this topic, and this audio was posted, and we thought we would review the Mike Francesa discussion of the new Pope.
This is as it's being announced.
Okay.
This is, who is this man? This is the senior cardinal?
Cardinal.
Okay. So he'll announce the name of the new Pope. Tell me what it is. News of great joy. We have a Pope. The name, the Pope's name is Cardinal. Do we get it first as Cardinal, or we get his name as a Pope now?
Labored breathing.
Boy, look how many people are there, my God. Did you say who it was, guys? I don't see anything printed on the screen. I don't have the sound on, folks. I can't tell
you what it
says.
Are his people not allowed to talk?
Oh, these guys couldn't understand what he was saying inside. So we didn't. They didn't put up a graphic yet, so we don't have a graphic.
Look, I'm just happy he's awake.
Yeah.
The cardinal from, this is it, the archbishop, well, he's an archbishop, though. Oh, this is it, cardinal, this is the Pope? From Buenos Aires, from Argentina, he's it? Is that it? So, Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio?
Jorge?
He's the new Pope? The cardinal from Argentina. Okay, so the cardinal from Argentina, 76-year-old Pope. So they went for an older Pope. Okay, so cardinal. You guys will tell me when they say it inside how you say his name.
This and then is we'll live find out what radio.
But basically, the cardinal from Argentina.
York, no. What the hell?
There might be two. I don't even know if there are two from Argentina. But the cardinal from Argentina.
How many times has he said cardinal?
He says it 19 times.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So, I don't know how you say his name to be exact. You know, so that is it. The Argentinian cardinal is the new pope. He is 76 years old.
Cardinal.
So, let's see if I get a little bio on him as to.
Don't say cardinal.
As to what kind of pope we're talking about. As far as, you know, what they say about him. I don't even know. I have a short list here. I don't even know if he was on the show list. Let me see if he was.
4 years in the papal system.
He's a cardinal.
He was not even on the short list. No, there was a different pope, Sandri, from Argentina. So there must be two popes from Argentina. So it was Argentinian pope, Cardinal Jorge Mario. Jorge Mario Bergoglio. Jorge Mario Bergoglio. I guess the G's are silent. So it would be Jorge Mario Bergoglio. From Argentina, and he's Pope Francis. Is that what you guys are saying? Just Pope Francis, that's it?
Go on the air with him!
All right, so...
They're just talking in his ear.
What Francis he is, must not be allowed chosen to, Francis, so we have a Pope Francis now.
You think?
Maybe.
That's it.
Wow.
Cardinal
Jorge.
What a hack.
His breathing makes me laugh more than anything.
He is such a hack.
And that is the highest rated sports talk show in New York City. Yep.
And he makes a lot of money doing it, doesn't he?
You know what? I give him credit, to be honest with you, because I thought that it was 100% hardcore sports talk and
Cardinal.
Pissed off Giants fans calling in and stuff like that and Yankee fans. I give him credit for stepping out of the box and actually doing something different, even though he struggled through it. I mean, that's
groundbreaking.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a quite big story up there.
Cardinal.
Probably one of those that you have to attend to a little bit.
Why?
A lot of Catholics up there.
There's a lot of us Catholics everywhere, Mike.
But I mean especially a lot up there. Very high percentage, Corby.
Cardinal. Cardinal, oh, hey.
There are a number of Catholics who are going to be touched by this news.
What's going on here?
Well, cats running anti-Catholic.
Cats running Pope promos up here.
Yeah, we are. We're running breaking news Pope God. Promos.
So unstable.
Yeah. Pope Mrose.
We need a cat to screw that up.
Well, good job, Mike Francesa. Mm-hmm. Good job. Look, I'm still...
You suck.
I'm still not right after what happened 20 minutes ago. I'm sorry.
Man, come on, Corby.
I may never get over that.
Come on, man.
You may not have a job tomorrow. That's what I'm worried about.
I think I've fought through worse than this.
Have you?
Yeah.
Let's see. The Japanese thing. You pissed off the entire country.
I got a spanking in the Ranger clubhouse by the general manager.
Uh-huh. And
is
the manager.
Is that not worse? And the manager. That's they took worse. Turns on me.
You got written up for an ice cream spot.
I did.
That's awesome.
I did.
How many times have you been written up now? Four?
Yeah. I've been
written up with you twice.
I imagine I'll get written up for this, too.
2 years ago, I bought a 14-year-old a bucket of beer and almost got thrown in jail.
That.
There's there was that.
That.
14 years ago, or 2 years ago.
So.
All right. Up next, Ranger baseball with Evan Grant.
Here's a Pope.